All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey! How we doing?
Fire Bill O'Brien.
It's a Monday on The
Fire
Usual
Bill
Suspects.
O'Brien. That's how we're doing.
The afternoon after, it's the day after, and oh boy, we got Texans to talk about. However, breaking news right off the top of the show, ESPN's Jeff Passan reporting. The Astros' punishment is coming down.
Uh-oh.
Manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow suspended for a year.
Woo-hoo! We expected it to be severe.
Ouch, ouch.
Wowzers, people.
Did not expect to talk about this at the top of the show.
Did not at all. Had
when
plenty
did that,
on
when
the
did,
agenda.
Where did you see that?
Literally just
broke
now.
As the intro was playing to the
wow.
show.
Wow. 1 year for your manager and your GM.
Man.
I get how you're going to keep the manager out. Isn't it kind of difficult to monitor the GM to make sure he's not doing something. Now, obviously, you're not going to be having any dealings with other GMs because that would be a violation,
sure.
But you could work through somebody, right?
Right. It's just like when you're not the on-field manager, you've been thrown out. You're in the clubhouse, and you're sending the bat boy or
correct.
Whatever you're doing to make the appropriate decisions. If you're Jeff Luhnow, you're right. I mean, you've got plenty enough staff. What are you, sitting at home instead of the office? But guys can hit you on the celly.
Sure.
They can get you a
hey, Jeff, should we
a
pull
burner
this trigger?
Phone.
Hey, Jeff, should we do this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that's the first shoe to drop. I don't know if there's going
to
be
more. There's more. 1 year suspension for GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch. Losses of first and second round draft picks in both 20 and 21.
Ouch.
And $5 million fine.
Wow, 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 and there you have it.
That is severe. That might be a little harsher than I thought it would be, but we knew they were going to make an example of them. I said, listen, they are going to come down really severe, and then they're going to start to back off. But Major League Baseball is proving a point,
I thought the stance would soften a bit when it came out the Red Sox cheated in 18 and they were finding the White Sox had cheated. And they could start rolling into the other teams did it too. They just got caught, whatever. But boy, evidently MLB was like, nope, we're not going to have.
Proving a point.
Yeah. Any kind of differentiation between you and the other teams.
God.
You are at the forefront. You are going to pay the price. And boy, did the Astros pay the price.
So you lose four draft picks. You lose your manager and your GM for a year. And, I mean, the $5 million is one thing. I'm not.
Jim Crane's going to.
Yeah. That's a tax write-off, right. I'm sure. But the draft picks could be significant.
Sure can.
You lost four draft picks that your first and second round are always, have the potential, especially nowadays with this organization sure. and how they've been drafting and. This is a big deal. That hurts.
It doesn't just
sting
a little bit.
When it rains, it pours in Houston.
That's
right?
A hearty wound. That's going to need some stitches.
So we follow up the Texans debacle.
With that.
With a pretty big setback for your Houston Astros. What's next?
James Harden's 20,000 point mark.
Is he going to go Joe Theismann with his fibia? Jeez.
Oh, see, now you jinxed it. Remember last time we went through that and then some things happened. So be careful what you wish for there. Because things happen in threes. You got two right
that's
now.
That's true. I was thinking about this, though. You know, the last time that that Houston sports football had this big of a debacle in the playoffs, the next 2 years, the Rockets won championships.
Okay.
We're close, Joel. It's kind of like when they say when we have a big hurricane, it snows. Because when Harvey, it snowed that year. Yeah. I'm thinking,
that's
Rockets
like
championships
lose
next
one,
year.
Lose one, win two. Lose one, win two thing.
It happened.
Okay.
Next year. Championship.
It didn't happen.
I know. Lots to talk about, dude. And then we open with that. That's craziness.
Yeah.
Crazy talk. Do you feel like this was fair? Obviously, they found stuff. Obviously, whatever they got from interviews and whatnot was enough to convince Major League Baseball that significant cheating was taking place with this team. do you feel like that they were too harsh?
I think a year, man, it just seems like I could see half a year for both guys. But, I mean, I think it was a little harsh. Now, I'm reading at the bottom of the screen. That's why I paused. Discipline for Alex Cora coming as well with the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. You know, are they going to get Beltran? Are they going to – obviously, Cora –
well, Beltran was a player at the time.
He was.
So they're not going to do players. They already said they weren't going to punish players. I don't think it's fair to punish Beltran now that he's a manager when he was a player at the time. That doesn't seem fair to me.
So Cora looks like discipline's coming there as well. But I just think a full year – I mean, it's almost like you're saying to the Astros, hey, you're going to have to take it in shorts for a year as an organization and as a team. And if you're a player, you got to be pretty pissed off because – obviously, every year is a new season with a new beginning with a chance to win it. And it seems like that's a hell of a setback because we know what Jeff Luna has meant to this team in terms of what he's been able to do personnel-wise and otherwise.
AJ Hinch, too. He's a damn fine manager, I think.
And the chemistry between the two. Yeah. But maybe that's why, too, in part, Joe Espada didn't go anywhere. He was a finalist for a lot of managerial gigs.
Now he gets
hey, wait a minute. If AJ gets suspended for a pretty good period of time, things could be worse than managing one of the best teams in baseball and getting them to play well.
As far as talent on the field goes, Astros are still one of the best teams in baseball. And he's going to look like a really good manager at the end of the year, unless he blows it, unless they just tank.
But if they win the division again with Joe Espada as manager, you got to believe opportunities are coming. Yeah.
And look, there's no reason for them to tank because they don't get draft picks the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So you might as well go out and try to win it all and just, you know, waste a low-end first-round pick versus a high first-round pick.
Thank God they traded for Austin Pruitt. And then the fact that hopefully there's a hell of a free agent class in the next two classes or things they can go get things that they need, players that they need there, because the draft ain't going to do it for you.
Now, I'm going to ask you both a question, and I think I know the answer to this. And I feel like if you give me any other answer than what I'm expecting, you're dumb. So I'm just going to put that out there for you now.
Can't wait to answer this one.
Knowing what you know now, was it worth it? Was the World Series worth your GM and your manager for a year, $5 million and 4 draft picks?
Absolutely.
No question.
I'm with you.
I didn't.
You could throw in 2022.
I thought it would be a tougher question. I was a little scared there for a while.
You could throw in 2022's draft picks and suspend
somebody
else. This
is why he doesn't cover
the
post-game press conference. Because the questions are just way too easy.
Shut up.
You got to be more, you got to go on attack mode more.
I would imagine that the MLB is not done here with obviously not with just the Astros. And part of the reason, and I could be wrong, I'm not saying this is fact, the part of the reason why it is kind of a harsh penalty, obviously, one, it's to set an example, but B, he's not done. Maybe he knows with some of these other sanctions that are going to come down on some of these other teams, he's trying to set an example, like, league-wide. And I would hope that's a part of the reason why, if a part of the reason why that the suspension was a year and so harsh.
I surmised that baseball was going to have to set an example because this is a league-wide issue, and I think they know that. I think they know this is a league-wide issue. We talked about the fact that they were investigating the White Sox. They're the Yankees and then moving the cameras with the Yes Network. The Red Sox are now under investigation. There's going to be other teams that go through this. I promise you that. We talked about that tweet that dropped last week or the week before where the guy said, look, there's a lot more cheating that goes on, and it's going to be wild, the stuff that you find out people are doing. I'm going to let it break on its own. This has become a big issue. And
it's an epidemic in baseball.
The Astros just happen to be leading the charge in cheating. And they're the example.
And I think one of the most interesting things about all of what you just said that we've been covering is the Chicago White Sox, because it was all contenders. Yeah. So you knew there was so much to lose and so much to gain by doing what they did. But when you took a team that was a below average team and showed they were doing it too, that gave you the inclination that, hey, pretty much everybody's trying to do it in one way, shape, or form. And we got to nip it in the bud because it's going to get out of hand. And it's like the Donaghy thing with the NBA. The black eye that you're going to be left with, if it's indelible, is going to be something that you're never going to crawl out from under, and people are going to question everything. So this was your one chance to, quote-unquote, get it right, get a hold of it, and make sure you let the general public and everybody else know we're not going to let this ruin our sport.
Yeah.
And here's a pretty telling quote from the MLB commissioner. But while no one can dispute that Luno's baseball operations department is an industry leader in its analytics, it is very clear to me that the culture of the baseball operations department manifesting itself in a way its employees are treated, its relations with other clubs, and its relations with the media and external stakeholders has been very problematic. So this dude is not happy with the Astros at all.
So he's rolling in Brendan Taubman. He's rolling in Osuna and the way they flippantly handled a lot of the press conferences, the quotes and everything in the postseason with Taubman.
Don't forget Tyler White and his thyroid issue and them ignoring the fact that he needed medical treatment. He goes and drops a ton of weight, no pun intended, once he gets to the Rangers.
Dodgers. Don't also forget that in all of this with why this scandal became at the forefront with so much evidence, because immediately after they won the World Series, I think it was, and after they had sent the emails to the scouts that said, hey, start looking for ways we can do this, they then went across the board and fired most all of their scouts and their baseball personnel. Mm-hmm. And you don't think those guys had an axe to grind and went, hey, you think Mike Fiers can do this? Wait till you talk to us.
Yeah. It's weird. It baffles me that you think that this wouldn't come back to you because there's an unwritten code of not snitching. Bro, it's 2020. People are going to snitch.
Yep.
Like, that's just the culture we live in now.
Whether they have an axe to grind.
Ask Nick. He hates snitches.
It's true.
We found that out.
It was a passionate topic with one Mr. Schirra.
Look, here's another quote from Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, and that's been the question, too, is how do the Dodgers feel? Red Sox have been caught cheating last year, or the suspected of cheating. Astros now have been caught cheating. It's official. You don't have to say suspected of. The Astros are cheaters, period, end of story. They've been punished for cheating. And the Dodgers are on the outside looking in, and the quote from Cody Bellinger was, honestly, we're curious to see what happens. It sucks, man. We were close, but we did it the right way. Well, great, but you didn't win. So,
and the thing is, when you go to the postseason,
Astros are world champions.
They were aware there was a lot of stuff going on, so they had people in the dugouts. They had people. And look at what the Astros did in the World Series at home. They were terrible. So, I mean, let's just... I get it that you have a bitter pill to swallow because you quote-unquote did it right, but I kind of also believe that if you dug deep enough, the Dodgers were doing whatever they could to try and have an advantage too.
Yeah,
I think everybody – that's why I really believe if the commissioner is not going back to all those years, going back all the way back to when instant replay started, I believe he's not doing it right. I really believe that. If he's not going back to when electronic sign stealing started or could potentially be started, I don't think he's doing his job as a commissioner. He has to look at all those teams are trying to find an advantage. The Astros got caught. Looks like the Red Sox are going to get caught. The White Sox, who's been a sorry-ass team, is being investigated. They might get caught. Don't go back all the way to when this started and see if you can find more teams doing this. Be real.
I don't think that they'll go back unless there is somebody comes forward like Mike Fiers did and becomes a bitch-ass snitch.
Or like a report. I would agree with that.
Or a report. But I think you could go back if you really wanted to, but let's be honest. I don't think baseball wants that.
No, they don't at
all.
It's
bad enough as it is. If they go back and start uncovering cheating from back when the replay started, then it just looks really bad. It was like, well, what are you dumbasses doing?
Yeah.
You introduced something that allowed teams to cheat. That's your fault.
You're absolutely right. We've talked about this.
I think they'll wait, but I bet you they could. You're right.
I'm just saying they should. I don't know if they will. I just think they should.
But in each of the major sports. So we've talked about, with all the Patriots cheating stuff, they did everything to protect the shield because they had to protect the reputation of the league. With the basketball things, we just talked about, you had a referee that was cheating. But they had to do everything that they could to make sure that they swiftly took care of it and made sure that it wasn't an epidemic. So with baseball, they had to do the same thing. Because otherwise, you run the risk of becoming the NHL in terms of popularity and tickets and marketing and everything else. And you can't afford to do
Nobody wants that, no.
And the owners don't want that.
And there's a video on ESPN that I didn't watch, but it says Jeff Passan explains the difference between the sign-stealing accusations against the Astros and Red Sox. He's really got a chub for the Astros.
He does. He really does.
Hates the Astros. And the
fans, I almost want to text him and call him out.
You should.
You should, because the fans are even saying, well, you were all over the Osuna trade.
Punk-ass Jeff Passan.
Why weren't you all over the Yankees when Herman got suspended for 81 games for domestic violence? Where are you now? Oh, you don't want to ruffle the feathers or poke the bear? Because it's New York? Get out of here, man.
That's ho stuff, Jeff Passan. That's ho stuff.
So there you go. Who'd have thought we'd start out with baseball as our breaking news to kick off the show? But, of course, now we transition to, the football that was this weekend. And, of course, there's a game tonight. So
that wasn't
lots
football.
To talk about.
That
well, it
football.
Was for a quarter.
That was a football.
All right, so lots to talk about here as we roll through the first hour of the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number, text that number. Or, of course, as always, you can tweet us at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. Good Lord, there is nothing to talk about today. We led with the Astros and the breaking news. If you missed it, Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch both get suspended for an entire year. $5 million in fines.
Four draft picks,
a first and a second in the next two drafts. Let's just say they were firm when they came down and dropped the hammer
firm
on your
fair,
Houston Astros.
Fair? Firm affair? Were they Mills Lane?
We don't know the evidence, but I would say also considering where the, what the league has to do to make a statement,
yeah.
I think they needed something to make a splash to get people to say, wow, and they needed to send a message to the rest of the teams to, even if you've been doing it, don't. And I think that they achieved what they wanted to do.
Everything's probably double what most people thought it would be. A full year suspension instead of a half year for both guys. $5 million fine, I suspected around $2 to $2.5 million.
The max I thought they could find was two.
Well,
they found a way to find them five.
But and then draft picks, I thought, for next year, but not the next 2 years. So I think they doubled everything. But again, they're making a point.
You don't think
that point taken.
You don't think that the commission called up Crane and said, I'm going to fine you five. And if you think about appealing it and calling me out on it,
good luck.
We could go a lot worse on everything
good
else. And Crane went, no, we'll take the five.
Yeah, no, we're good. We'll you're not taking our World Series away, right? Okay, we're good.
I can still
sell rings.
I was going to say, we can still give rings out, right?
Okay. We can still have ring night in 2021.
Okay, so we got that out of the way. And if you want to talk about that, obviously you can give us a call. But we figured
I don't want to talk about
you
this.
Guys are going to have a lot to talk about today and want to reach out to us because there's we also that to. Debacle that happened in Kansas City yesterday. I got to tell you, I had a really good friend of mine that was driving from Georgia back to Seattle where he is moving. And he was driving through town, and so he wanted to meet up for lunch. So we met up for lunch. I brought Taylor. And so I caught the first – I recorded the game. And so driving back, I listened to Texans radio for the first half of the first quarter.
Okay.
Or a little less than that. And I'm like, oh, my God.
This is over.
Yeah. I'm like, they're going to host the AFC Championship game, and Bill O'Brien is going to come out looking like everything he did this year was right on point to – save his reputation, to build back trust, and to have this city going haywire. And I couldn't, I was like, man, it's going to be a fun day tomorrow. We're just going to, I mean, I'll eat a little crow and give him props. And by the time I got home, Lisa was hitting rewind going, oh my God, you got to see this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I had to watch it on DVR.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tried to avoid Twitter, but I saw where people were messaging me like, aha, they did it. And then like, oops, spoke too soon. I was like, okay, well, I saw that it was up 24-0. So I'm like, oh, well, it's probably 24-21. I didn't anticipate that coming. And we can break down the game and we can talk about all the different plays. But the fact of the matter is, if Bill O'Brien is not fired, this complete organization is a joke and a sham. And if you pay for a ticket, you're a fool. You're an absolute fool if you buy a ticket to watch that sorry-ass team with that sorry-ass coach and that sorry-ass coaching staff. If you go next year, you're an idiot. Period.
Here's where I am on
you
all
spend a dollar on the Texans, you're an idiot.
If this happened to any other franchise, your general manager today would be speaking about your coach. But wait, because he's also your general manager. Now I need to hear from the owner. I don't need a Jerry Jones. I don't need a Dan Snyder in Washington every week. But I need to hear from a guy that since he's taken over for his dad, we have not heard from. And I need to hear at least some honest dialogue about what's gone down, the parties involved, and what you plan to do about it going forward. Because, damn it, Cal McNair, we've given you enough rope and you've hung yourself by hanging with this guy.
But you know, what do you need to hear?
I need to hear that we're examining this.
No,
or we're going to do something.
I need to hear one phrase. We have relieved Bill O'Brien of his duties. Bill O'Brien is no longer the coach of the Houston Texans. That's all I need to hear. I don't need excuses. I don't need, oh, well, you know, we got to coach better. We got to put him in a position. All that's done. That's like, bro, you have wasted that.
The worst, thing, the worst.
Old-ass Romeo Crennel need to go home.
Romeo Crennel, he is the scapegoat.
You're done.
Don't kid yourself.
Awful.
Romeo Crennel is going to save Bill O'Brien's job for another year. He's the guy that's going to go for this, and it shouldn't be just him, and it shouldn't be just him or him.
Romeo Crennel didn't run that fake punt. Stupid ass.
Oh, my God. That, you were in no position to be cute. The momentum was completely on Kansas City's side at that point, and now you want to get cute?
Of all the dumb stuff he's done all year, that was the dumbest thing he's done all year.
Weigh the risk-reward, all right? If you don't risk it and you punt, the reward is they're pinned back deep and all the momentum stays on your side. The risk, if you choose to do it, which he did, was if you don't get it, now you give up the ball, you give them momentum, they're on your side of the field, they can score quickly, and now you got yourself a ball game.
Well, not only that, but if you're going to go for it, you had 4th-and-1 when you kicked the field goal. That was the time to go for it if you wanted to go for it. Then they kick the field goal, and then you do a fake punt on 4th-and-4.
It drove me crazy when I was watching it.
It's a stupid-ass
decision.
I couldn't wait to hear from him after the game. And when your first response is,
better.
That's a fair question. And once we called the timeout, I realized we didn't have a play I liked there to go to. Then it is on you. And that is inexcusable that you don't have a 4th-down call. I saw Rex Ryan this morning go, if you don't have a 4th-down call
Watson,
or more 4th-down calls, you have a multitude to pick from.
You have your Deshaun Watson as your quarterback, DeAndre Hopkins, you have Kenny Stills in the game, Carlos Hyde's been running the ball well, and you don't have one play to get
a half a yard.
Get out of here, bro. Why are you coaching?
And it's passive aggressive,
why are you
the offensive
coordinator?
You're going to be aggressive, then passively you kick the field goal, then aggressively you fake punt in your own end and absolutely hand them the ball to go back and get back in the ball game. You are a complete disaster,
I don't
sir.
Need to hear from the Texans unless it's telling me that Bill O'Brien is fired.
Because if he does a presser and he said, you know, we're going to look at the situation, examine it, and we'll make a decision later, I'm going to be so mad. I want to know you're going to keep him or you're not.
That's
what
right.
are you going to do?
If Bill O'Brien and Romeo Crennel and that whole staff is back next year and any fan spends a dollar on him, you're a fool. And you deserve you might as well burn your money. This money has to talk at this point. We've talked about this time and time again about how these guys get a leash and as a fan, you have got to stop spending money on this joke of an organization.
I believe that what we found out was after the Colts game on Thursday night during the regular season, people had finally turned the corner and they weren't looking back. They were done. They thought they were going to really be done. But then they kind of left the door open because they won the division again, and they did some things late in the season. And then when they won last week, people were like, okay, now maybe they can do this. But if you had doubts before and were seriously considered being done with him after the Colts game, how can you possibly go back to him now? I know you're paying him and you're paying Brian Gain. You make a boatload of money, and this is why you're an owner with a boatload of cash. You have to make tough decisions. Yeah, look at what Jacksonville's done. They're clearing house, paying contracts. They don't care if it means that it's hurting their franchise. Yeah. Tom Coughlin, I don't care how much you made, how many Super Bowls you won. You're killing us.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to hear. If you're a fan and you start tweeting to me about the Texans and Bill O'Brien's here next year, I'm blocking you. You're a dumbass if you support this team and he's here. Period. You're a dumbass.
Last year was for spelling. This year's for Bill O'Brien, bitches.
That's right.
That's right. And on that note, we're a half hour in, and it's just going to get better. Hang with us and, you know, participate. We want to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Call the HRP listener line. Call or leave us a text or hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Right now, before we go to break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I made the switch about three and a half years ago. I just re-upped, and I'm telling you, it's been worth every penny. And by pennies, I mean I've saved thousands off my previous energy provider when I made the switch, and you can too. Lots of listeners have done it recently. Patrick Randizzle and a lot of other loyal listeners to the show have asked me about Infuse. They made the switch, and they are talking about how great it's been. Josh Pestikoff and his staff, locally owned and operated, all they want to do is be your energy provider and show you great customer service and a lot of trust and honesty. And what more can you ask for in any kind of business deal, but particularly with your energy? Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit, and then they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use energy the least. Is it a business or a family deal? And they're going to pattern the best deal and the best plan they possibly can just for you. In the cases that there's going to be another company that can beat their rates, they'll even tell you that because they know even if you don't go with them this time, you'll go with them eventually because they're honest upfront and they take care of their customers. So do what I did. Make the switch. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back half hour into what has already had more fireworks than the 4th of July on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Chuck on Twitter says every home game should have a small trash can giveaway now. Outstanding tweet early from Chuck.
You can put those fake rings in those trash cans.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So now there's a report out there that said, A.J. Hinch was breaking monitors and getting all tantrumatic in front of the commissioner.
Yeah, I got to go back to – I want to read it as it was reported by Jeff Passan because I don't want to get it wrong. But there was a little aggression shown by A.J. Hinch at some point. Let me go back to Jeff Passan's Twitter account first.
While we do that, this has to be read. We owe this to him.
Yes, we do. I know exactly where you're going, and yes, we do.
What up, H-Town? Barry and Joel, how about them Titans? Tighten up, suspects, tighten up. You like that? You like that?
Yeah, you know
Titans, what? Titans-Packers Super Bowl. Good luck, Joseph. Titan Hugo. We owe him that.
I told
Barry
I was not a
him.
Believer. I was I not a either. Believer. And I backed the Titans. You guys know that. I've said the Titans were better than
you remember
people
the
gave
Titans.
Them credit for. Yeah,
yes,
good
yes,
point.
You did.
I mean, that. I didn't think they were this good, but I thought the Titans were being a little bit disrespected for because that's a hell of a good defense, and we saw that this weekend. But I didn't think they were go to Baltimore and beat Baltimore good. No,
I did not.
No one thought
I'm not going to lie.
Whoever
I'm looking
tells
at the
you
score,
that probably supports Bill O'Brien, and they're alive.
I'm looking at the score, and I'm thinking, man, I even said that I would bet him whatever he wanted, including the house. And Lisa's like, what? And I go, no, I didn't make the bet for the house. I was like, if we made a bet, I might even bet my house.
Up to your house with boxes. And
the last thing I said was, if you're giving me the Ravens and 17 points, I'm taking it for whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God he didn't cover the spread, because I was like, oh, boy, that was
the only
not what I expected.
There were a couple of people on Twitter, I got to go find his name because I owe him this. Anthony. Anthony on Twitter called it. He's been calling it all at the playoffs. He was like, watch, Titans are going to do this. Titans are going to do that. And I'm like, bro, I'm supporting the Titans, but I don't believe that. You're on crack. And sure enough, as soon as again, he goes, hey, I got some great crack I could sell you. Okay, I deserve that. You guys rode with your Titans. You believed in them. And look at that.
Now, look what we
here's
do.
What's crazy, by the way. Can we just point out the fact that the Bill O'Brien coaching tree is better than the tree? The branch in the Bill O'Brien coaching tree in Mike Vrabel is better than the freaking tree.
Great point.
Good Lord. Can we get a branch?
And at least what we do, God, unlike others that will remain nameless, is when we're wrong, we own it.
Yeah.
And we give credit to those that were right, as suspects or otherwise. And Titan Hugo, props to you.
Boy, oh boy.
And brother, if they keep going, you know what? Enjoy the ride because you've been on it. You've been leading it. You've been driving the bus, directing the train, whatever you want to say. And times are good right now in Tennessee. Let's just say that.
Hey, real quick, I want to read that Jeff Passan
yes,
tweet.
Yes, please.
Sure.
Even though Astros manager A.J. Hinch disagreed with the use of video, going so far as to damage a monitor used in the scheme multiple times to show his disapproval. He was still suspended for a year.
So he's over there breaking stuff?
Yeah.
He went Limp Bizkit on him, huh?
And he doesn't really come across as a guy that's got a temper and is angry. He rarely goes, even when he does dispute a call, he doesn't get demonstrative and kick dirt and get violent or anything. So there's that. And boy, oh boy, we touched on some of it, but there are so many different scabs to pick. They're not even scabbed yet. They're still open wounds. But we mentioned going for it on fourth down, then having to call a timeout, frustrating even Deshaun Watson. Then after thinking about it during the timeout, kicking the field goal, and in the press conference afterwards saying, we really didn't have any kind of play that I like to call there. So that's why we decided to kick the field goal. That just gave you, like, what the hell is coaches are you doing and how are you preparing?
Was like, that the turning point in the game when he went for that, or do you think it was already?
No, I'll tell you what the turning point was.
Okay.
Turning point in the game was that return by Nyko Hardman. That was the spark,
well,
just like J.J. Watt was the spark that they needed against Buffalo, because I even had in my notes, and this was the most notes I'd ever taken, and you guys know I write down, I literally just like every play and all that.
Yeah.
And I have like this long list of notes, and part of the notes was I even said, boy, you know, the Hardman bobble after it's 21-0, they're starting inside the 25 again, and this was right before two big drops, but Hardman had some issues on returns, and the coverage team for the Texans in that first quarter had done such a great job that Kansas City's starting field position in the first quarter was inside of the 25, and that's always a win. If you know, if you get a touchback, you start at the 25, you got to go 75 yards.
Yeah.
Anything inside of that is great, and I even made that point. And then once he had that big run to get them great field position, they go down and score. That was the catalyst, and then you could see the wheels were turning in the empty nest of Bill O'Brien's head on how can I screw this up? Because, boy, he did. He figured out several different ways to do it after that.
Yeah, I mean, I can see your point on that being – it definitely changed momentum after the return. But I truly believe – the field goal, you're still putting points on the board. I truly believe the biggest turning point in the whole game to me was the fake punt.
Well, I don't mind the field goal. I don't mind it.
I'm saying because you still put points on the board. It's right, still a positive.
What I mind is the field goal and then the fake punt. If you're going to go for it, of the two, you go for it when you kick the field goal, not when you should have punted. Because you absolutely should have punted.
So I'm answering your question of what do I think was the turning point in the game. I think the turning point in the game was going for it on the and trying the fake punt. And again, and having Reed do it too. There was just so many different ways of picking that thing
Gillespie.
Apart.
Gillespie should have been a guy
A running back that's used to carrying the football, that can understand where the best opening is to get to the destination of the first down marker. That would have been key as well. Plus, Sorensen, who played his ass off with the two big plays, right?
Oh, yeah, he did. He played really well.
But part of what you're doing as that guy that is basically the lone running back that's calling out signals prior to the punt is you're scanning the defense. And if you see guys that have googly eyes following you wherever you go and watching everything, then you know it's not the time or the place to be pulling it off. And because you're the signal caller, there's audibles on those kind of things. Ask any special teams coach. You have several different options every time there's a potential fake on, and you can get out of it at any time. The fact that they still went through with it after a spy was going back and forth across the line, following Reed wherever he went, and you're in your own territory, and it's not just a 1 yard, it's a 3 yard situation. Just awful.
At the end of the game, he was talking about how, you know, it was a part of the game plan to not just be conservative on every fourth down, too. He's going to pick different plays, whether or not he's going to be aggressive or be conservative. But you still got to look at it as a case by case situation. And I emphasize the fact that that wasn't the time to do it. Yeah, if you want to be more aggressive, if you planned on going for it more on fourth down, that's fine, but you still got to look at the situation at hand, and I think that's where Bill O'Brien failed.
He's not a good situational coach.
No.
He's just not.
He's not.
I don't know if it's panic or if it's brain freeze or what it is, but, I mean, when it comes to play calling, he's been good, he's been bad this year. And there's been some bad play calls in this game and throughout the year, but it's just situationally, I don't know. You know, some people don't handle pressure well and they panic. And he seems like that kind of coach. But I'm going to tell you right now, Bill O'Brien and Romeo Crennel, like I said, should be fired. I mean, they shouldn't have a job by the end of this day, period. But also, we talked about draft picks and we talked about all this. Lonnie Johnson is awful.
Well, he started out okay.
He started out as a beneficiary of a block punt being in the right place at the right time. He is awful. He was awful all year. He is a liability, and he damn near single-handedly.
Well, you liked him. You argued with me on.
Yeah, he was awful. He was terrible.
If I heard Tony Romo say one more time, if Johnson doesn't come back, boy, are the Texans in trouble. I'm like,
Travis Kelce abused him. And they were like, well, they need him. What are you talking about? You'd be better off just putting a tackling dummy out there against Travis Kelce.
Was he like targeted 12 times and they completed the pass 10 of the 12?
Probably 13
three
times.
Three touchdowns. It was ridiculous.
He was targeted 12 times. They completed 13. That's how bad he was. They completed more passes than they threw. He's just that terrible. What I didn't understand is you got Lonnie Johnson just getting his ass whooped all over the field. Just awful. Why not try something different on Kelce? And I brought up the point on
double
Friday.
But maybe when they doubled him late with Reed, they couldn't do it.
They had three guys on him and they couldn't stop him. But you know, I brought up, this is why you went out and got Tashaun Gibson, and we briefly talked about that on Friday, but he's on the IR. But
the
fact is, how about maybe let Zach Cunningham see what he could do against Kelce? It couldn't have been any worse. It absolutely could not have been any worse.
Well, let's talk about Gibson for a second. A guy that, like you said, could have been a solution to the problem.
Well, I don't know.
But
if
you played him in Week 17 in a meaningless game. He got hurt. He got placed on IR, and he couldn't help you in the biggest game of the season.
Yeah. I mean, Travis Kelce made this team his bitch. That's absolutely what he did.
Can you also think
that
back
entire
to
Texas
Travis
defense
Kelce
is
in
Kelsey's
the 30
bitch.
Whatever to nothing playoff game here? He was
That's
the same guy.
Travis Kelce probably gets an erection the day before a Texans
he's
game.
The Albert
he's like,
Pujols.
Oh my God, I am about to have another career game. I can't even sleep. I'm all over the spot. I'm like, wow.
He's the Albert Pujols of Houston sports for football.
He really is.
It's just.
Jeez.
How great can you make an opponent look?
He's like him and T.Y. Hilton. Could you imagine if they both played on the same team and played the Texans? The score would be 1,000-3. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. There's enough blame to go around. You could cut Lonnie Johnson. You could fire Bill O'Brien. You can fire Romeo Crennel. I don't know. I'd fire Kyle McNair.
And you can go right to the draft to get... No, never mind.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Lance tweeted that last week in the Bills when they were behind. Like, oh, well, you're about to have to... all those picks that you gave away to
great
get good
line.
This year, it's about to come due. You're about to have to pay those credit card
Lance's
bill.
Line has been, that's it. You at some point, you're going to have to pay the credit card bill, and it's past due.
And by the way, where the hell was J.J. Watt all game? He had one pass deflection matter.
Well, he was in the zip code a few times, Barry.
Oh, well, great.
He was close.
Great. In the zip code. Well, you know when you use a zip code? When you're mailing it in.
Boom, and there you have that. So with that being said, we're going to continue to roll on. Hour number one, 3-hour show. Boy, still tons to unravel here. And if you guys
Did the Packers play? I don't even know what happened.
No idea who that is. I know one team that's going to the conference championship game.
Shut up, Joe!
All right! We got more to get to. 713-780-3776. HR and P. Lister line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wow. This has just already been liberatingly fun. Excellent way to...
Well done, Nicholas.
Kind of,
loser.
As Ike said, therapeutic. If you want to join the therapy session, get it off your chest because tough.
They should take the bull off the helmet and just put an L on there.
Or Bill O'Brien
around with
Bill
an L.
O'Brien's chin.
Remember the Gamblers had a G? Texans should just have an L
put
on
O'Brien's
their helmet.
Chin there because it's like taking it in the ass.
That took a turn.
Sorry. Look. And by the way, breaking news again, if you missed it from the start of the show. We led off with the breaking news, Jeff Passan reporting. Jeff Luno, A.J. Hinch, suspended for a year. Astros fined $5 million and will lose their first and second round picks in this year and next year's amateur draft. That is the punishment from MLB from the cheating scandal. Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox, former Astros bench coach, facing discipline as the commissioner now wraps up his investigation of the Red Sox. They needed to make a statement in MLB. They're trying to do so with these punishments. Not a good day for the Astros.
Also, Ian Rappaport tweeted 27 minutes ago from NFL Now. The Texans plan to move forward without a GM with Bill O'Brien in favor of the current front office structure.
Oh, no.
So done with this team.
I really hope he's wrong.
Legit done with this team. And on the screen, on the video from NFL Now, it says, new right now, Texans. Bill O'Brien says Texans do not plan to hire a GM in 2020. This is a complete...
That article...
Oh, my God.
The first remnants of that came out about 3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, after that game, how do you come out after that game and say, no, we're good. We're okay. We love the direction we're going. Really? You love to lose? You love looking like a laughingstock in the NFL?
That's what I said. But again, when you look at the way structures go in business, right, or especially in sports, if your coach and if you have issues with your coach or your coaching staff, you go to the GM. But since it's the same guy, you can't do that. That's why I said the owner's got to come out now like he's been hibernating ever since he took over the team for his dad. And Cal's got to come out and he's got to make a statement and he's got to absolutely come out and take action. Or the fan base and everybody else, like you said, Barry, it's about time they make a stance too, because we heard people threatening, even going back to that Thursday night game against the Colts, hey, we're done. We're not buying merchandise anymore. We're not buying tickets. We're not going to games. I'm done with it, done with it, done with it. But yet they lured you back. But if you didn't get off the bandwagon then, it's time to get off it now, unless they get off their asses and do something about Bill O'Brien.
Mask Off on Twitter said, do you think Watson should have called out Bill O'Brien when he was asked about coaching? No, that's not going to happen.
No, he endorsed the hell out of him.
But that's not going to happen anyways.
Right.
Deshaun Watson is too classy of an individual to come out and dog his coach after a loss like that.
Yeah. But it's also...
He's too classy. Now, behind closed doors, he might go to Cal and be like, bro, what are we doing? I can't win with this clown.
I felt
clown.
Like he was being genuine.
I think he was being genuine, well, but you also have to consider this is the guy that reached into his pocket, took the keys to the franchise, handed him over to Deshaun Watson, and said, before we knew who he was going to be, said, you're our guy. Yeah. After he thought Tom Savage,
he's like, I don't care what
guy.
You guys are going to write. He's my quarterback. He's my head coach. I want him to be my head coach. He was very adamant. It didn't seem fake to me at all when he said that. Now Barry could be right though. He could be going behind closed doors. But here's the situation though: if you're McNair right now, and Deshaun Watson approaches you and he endorses Bill O'Brien, what do you do if you're McNair? Just playing devil's advocate, do you still fire him or do you keep him because your quarterback wants him there?
It's a fine line, like the James Harden situation. When you know the guy is your franchise going forward for the next several years, you run the risk of pissing off your best player. And that's where you've got to have some behind-the-scenes, closed-door meetings with your best players, at least with Deshaun Watson, and talk about it.
I sit Deshaun Watson down and I say, listen, I get it. You support this guy. He drafted you. He put his faith in you. Yep. Like you just said, he gave you the keys to the franchise. But... the ineptness of what he's done and how he's limiting you and holding you back. Deshaun, I want you to win a Super Bowl, and I'm going to do everything in my power. You're my guy. Bill O'Brien is the coach. You're this franchise, and I'm going to try to get you the best coaching possible. And I have that kind of conversation with Deshaun Watson because Watson's trying to be the good person and do the right thing and show support and not bail on his coach when the chips are down, and I respect that. I respect it, but don't make this a Deshaun Watson decision because it's not. This is an absolute 100% Cal McNair decision.
Has to be.
And he needs to go and say, this is not a football decision. This is a business decision.
I can't agree with you more. If I was McNair, I'd be like, look, man, look, this is what the team has done for Bill O'Brien, all right? He has two contracts. He has a franchise quarterback. He has arguably one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in Hopkins in football right now. Right? You picked your freaking GM. Like, you've gotten a lot of things from this team, and this is the end result. Are you satisfied? Do you still want to continue with this coach? I would try to get some feedback from him, too, because you got to be realistic as to what this guy's had over the course of 6 years.
And say, what else can I do so that we can get the most out of our franchise? And if the case is there's nothing more you can do to help this guy, then it's time to move on from this guy because you haven't achieved any of the goals that you've had to have set for yourself. And the thing is, Bill O'Brien is single-handedly the biggest Houston Astros fan on the planet right now. Because of this scandal breaking, the ramifications coming out from MLB today, he's giddy because at least it takes a little bit of every finger and every crosshair pointing at him. Believe me, to some degree... It's at least relieving to know
there's
that
enough
he's
anger
not,
to go around.
I agree, but I also think that he probably loves the fact that the Astros punishment came today, so that maybe people ease up a little bit.
Well,
but I want to hear from
not
Cal
on
McNair.
The suspects.
I got to hear from Cal McNair.
Yeah,
me too.
I only need to hear one thing from Cal McNair. If he's going to come out in support of Bill O'Brien, I don't need to hear from Cal McNair. If he's going to come out and do anything other than fire this coaching staff, I don't need to hear from Cal McNair because he's a joke of an owner, too. There is literally, how do you blow a 24-0 lead in the playoffs on the road when you are gifted points?
And you give them back.
And you piss it away and you keep your job? If this organization moves forward, they are an absolute they're the Cleveland Browns of the South. They are a freaking joke. Period. There's nothing else to be discussed from Cal McNair. If you're not going to come out and tell us he's fired, just don't even talk to us.
Well, he's already
mastered that. You're just wasting breath.
He's already mastered. He doesn't talk to us.
Yeah, that's true.
Sunshine and Rainbows coming up next. It's the Usual Suspects, hour number two, ESPN 97.5.